home, everybody. At the end of last week's parsha, Avram Avinu gave his son Yishmael a bris milah, and he gave all the males in the house a bris milah, and he gave himself at the age of 99 a bris milah as well. And in the beginning of this week's parsha, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis and says that Hashem visited Avram after his bris milah. It was the third day after the bris, and Hashem came to visit Avram. And the Chizkuni, Rav Chizkia ben Manoach, who lived in the 13th century, says that this Gemara is hinted to in the Pasuk itself. How? The Chizkuni says that every other place in the Chumash when Hashem appeared to Avraham, Hashem always told Avraham something. Hashem spoke to Avraham. For example, in last week's parsha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayomer Lizaracha Atena Saratz Azos, etc. Or in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayomer Lizaracha Atena Saratz Azos, etc. So whenever Hashem appears to Avram, Hashem tells Avram something. But in the beginning of our parsha, we don't hear that. All we hear is Vayera Elav Hashem Beilonei Mamre, and that's it. Hashem appears to Avram and nothing. Hashem doesn't say anything. Hashem doesn't tell Avram to do anything. Hashem just appears, and that's it. And that, says the Chizkuni, is what the Gemara means. Hashem came to Avram for one reason: not to tell him something, not to command him anything, but just to visit him, so to speak. Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1340, agrees, and he says on this pasuk that Hashem appears to Nevi'im for one of three reasons. First, Hashem appears to a Navi to speak to a Navi, to command that Navi to do something. Secondly, Hashem will appear to a Navi to save him or her from danger. That's what happened, for example, in Parshas Shlach, when Yoshua and Kalev defended Eretz Yisrael, and the nation wanted to kill them. And the Torah says in Bamidbar Perek Yudalet Pasuk Yud that Hashem appeared and protected them. Those are two possible reasons that Hashem speaks to a Navi. And a third possible reason comes from the first pasuk from our Parsha. Hashem appeared to Avram as a reward for Avram exerting himself, for giving himself a bris. And there are other examples in Tanakh as well. Hashem appearing to someone is a reward in and of itself. Not to give them a command, not to protect them, just to appear to them. That's Rabbeinu Bachya, and that's the Chizkuni. And I was thinking that this idea, perhaps one can suggest, that this idea of Hashem visiting Avraham in the way that Rabbeinu Bachya and the Chizkuni describe teaches us something very profound about the mitzvah of visiting sick people and helping people in general. Sometimes when someone we know is sick, when they're in pain, physical pain, it could be emotional pain, whatever it is, we sometimes think that we can't do anything to alleviate their pain because we don't know what to do, we don't know what to say. We've got nothing deep to say, we have nothing profound to add. But this pasuk and this Gemara teach us from Hashem himself. Hashem didn't say anything to Avram either. He was just there, period. Just being with someone, just letting them know that we're thinking of them, that we care about them, that we're with them. That's what Hashem did with Avraham. Hashem didn't say anything. He just visited Avraham and he sat with him, so to speak. That's what Hashem did, and that's what we all need to do as well. Someone is in the hospital, chas v'shalom. Someone is sitting shiva, chas v'shalom. Or not even that. Someone is in a bad way. They're feeling anxious. They're feeling scared. They're feeling lonely. We don't have anything to say. But we don't have to say anything. Hashem shows us here that just being with them, that can do so, so much. And if I might add one more thing, I am recording this idea in the year 2020, right in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. So many people are sick. And so many of us are feeling pressured or tense or lonely or unsure and nervous of what the future will bring. And some people are feeling all of these emotions and more. And all we want is for you to reach out to us and say hello, to reach out on the phone or WhatsApp or Zoom, whatever it is. Just reach out and say, we're here. Hashem visited Avraham and Avraham was revived. And we can and we must imitate Hashem and do the same for people we know and love. You don't have to say anything and there's no script. Just reaching out. That's what Hashem did to Avraham, and that's what we can do to our friends and family and other people that we love. Have an amazing day, everyone.